new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Two of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network is underway here on this Monday night, the 11th of February, 2008. Glad you're with us. Open lines tonight. The number is 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open both at MidnightRiderShow.com and RepublicBroadcasting.org. And as always, good conversations in both, lively discussions occurring as we speak. And so feel free to pop on over to the website, either one, and take a look. So the RBN website's loaded with lots of news and information that you can take a look at on a daily basis. It's updated, I think, nearly daily with news and information. A lot of videos you can watch, documentaries, resources, all kinds of things that are there. I mean, the thing is chocked full. If only my website were so nice. It's getting there. Well, that's my network website, but the Midnight Rider Show website still sucks. But that's the next project down the road where we'll beef the Midnight Rider out and make it a nice little portal site as well where people can get information on it and a lot of cool stuff. We're talking with Jim in Missouri. And yeah, Jim, you know, I think we were wrong where everybody just kind of got up and walked away. And when people wake up, their first inclination is just to pull away and not be around it anymore. And I think in the end, that's proven to be the wrong strategy, and we're going to have to fix it. We've got to fix it from within, because there's no fixing it from the outside. Is Jim still with us? Oh, he hung up. Okay. He's not there. Okay. So I mean, we have to fix it from within. I mean, you can't. The whole system is rigged. That there's only two points of entry. And I mean, they've tried to get a third party going in this country. And I mean, the Reform Party thing with Perot after he bailed in the presidential election, the Reform Party, that was a debacle. Because there was too many games being played, too much going on, and you know, you got to start getting a bunch of people that don't care who gets the credit. You know, just as long as the stuff is getting done. And once we can get there and throw all these dadgum egos aside, I think we're going to be in good shape. As far as, let's say, here's a mountain we got to climb, let's get to climbing. And it doesn't matter which one of us gets to the mountain, to the top of the mountain first. You know, there's a lot of work to be done once we get to the top of the mountain while the rest of us are still climbing up. And when you're climbing the mountain and you're the first one up, you're the first person to start taking the fire. So sometimes there's a benefit in being the second or third. All right, Doug, we'll come back here in just a minute. Take more of your phone calls if you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. Coming back with more here on the Midnight Rider, baby, right here on RBN.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome to everybody listening tonight on a micro FM station out there, a low power FM and an AM station that's broadcasting across the fruited plain, getting this message of liberty and freedom beamed right into your woofer and your tweeter. And to the folks, the guys and gals that are operating these, this is huge. I mean, even there's even folks running Patriot programming on CB, which is cool. You can pick up a CB for like $40, a linear amp, and whammo. You know, that's just a cool thing. People are taking and using technology, and even if it's old, you know, I mean, look, radio and television. Radio is 100 year old plus technology. Television, I think, was patented in the 20s, made its debut in 39. So it's 70 years old. You know, it's not new technology, even though they're saying HD and digital. It's the same basic crap. And it's just like, you know, it's getting, just about getting the information to people. And leveraging technology any way and every way that we possibly can. Eventually getting this into more cars. I'm looking for the day, quite honestly, when they make internet radio available in cars. Once that's done, man, the mainstream media is toast. I mean, they're toast. Because the people will turn, Limbaugh's numbers will drop overnight. Hannity's numbers, boom, boom. O'Reilly, phew. Because, I mean, because there'll be so many options on your car radio. Then you just go in and pick them up. And I'm just looking forward to that day. And but, you know, in the meantime, we've got all these micros. And more are going up. I mean, there's a lot of excitement right now regarding micros. And a lot of people wanting to get them up. And we're going to do a micro show here very, very soon and get one going and discuss micros a bit. Again, it's been a couple of months since we've done one. And I always have people like to, kind of stay up and see what's going on. And plus, I get a request at least two or three times a week. Somebody wants to hear an archive show of one of the micro shows we've done. So we'll get one of those going here. Maybe we might just try to do it this week. And get one going. We've literally been just about the only folks talking about it. About getting them up and, I know it's a cool thing and, just be heard all over the place. And I gotta tell you, RBN has done yeoman's work in getting additional stations, licensed broadcast AM and FM stations across the country. They picked up a ton of them in a short period of time. And that is big news. That helps as well. It not only adds legitimacy to the network, it helps with ad revenue. But it expands the audience. So you're popping up in little burgs here and little burgs there. And folks, it doesn't take long from, people hearing in these little burgs, they're visiting somebody. Hey, have you heard so-and-so? Have you heard so-and-so? And then people start calling radio stations. Hey, how did we get this program? Why aren't you carrying this program? And the next thing you know, this whole thing could be blown wide, completely wide open. And it wouldn't take very much to get it done. It's just, we got to get these stations up. We got to get the micros up in as many areas as we can. I know the folks at RBN are working extremely hard to add additional stations and get RBN back to where it was a year ago. RBN last year was right into the year first of 2007. RBN was thumping, and they're going to again. A lot of people thought Republic Broadcasting Network was down for the count. I've been surprised. I mean, they've come back swinging, and I've enjoyed being a part of this. And we're watching the audience numbers grow. There's more and more people coming in to listen to this type of programming, and a lot of the things they're finding out is, hey, we're not a bunch of kooks and idiots. I think that's a big thing, and it just it just warms my heart to see what we're doing pay off. Because somebody had mentioned something earlier today about whether or not we make a difference. And yeah, hey, look, if we wake one person up, one person understands what's going on, I've done my job. I can go to sleep at night. I know that hey, I've spread this message and somebody else has got it. And who knows what that person's going to do with it, or who knows who that person is going to tell that's going to do something to do it. That maybe the person that changes the tide. You just don't know. And so it's important that we just keep pushing forward, just diligently. Go, 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 go. Just be tenacious. I was talking about the Revolutionary Army during the Revolutionary War. They weren't a great group of fighting men. I mean, they were farmers and kids, old men. And they lost most of the battles they fought in. But man, they kept on coming. Kept on coming, and I kept on coming, 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 and just going. Okay, you beat us down, we're coming back again. And finally, we won our freedom. And that's what we have to do. We just have to keep on coming. Just One after the other, after the other, after the other. Just keep her going. John in Austin, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Yes, I wanted to comment about Ron Paul. And this is strictly my point of view. And, I'm not an authoritative source by any means, but this is what I see. Ron Paul, early in the debates in Iowa and the primaries, New Hampshire and so forth, it was apparent, at least to me and a few other people, that Ron Paul wasn't coming out swinging. He wasn't, in order to gain ground and get recognition, he was going to have to be as mean as a junkyard dog. And he's going to have to dig some skeletons out of the closets of these other candidates. And God knows Hillary Clinton and John McCain have got skeletons stacked a mile high in their closets. But he's going to have to learn how to sling a little mud, do a little dirt, and he's going to have to kick a few people in the teeth. But all he did is turn and roll with the punches that were coming at him. And he kept his composure, and he was Mr. Nice Guy, and he wore the proverbial white hat. And I, right away, I wanted to say then, and I didn't, but I see it now, and you mentioned it earlier tonight. If Ron Paul thinks that he's going to be able to fold on this Republican platform and running for a presidential candidate and just go back to Houston and be a senator, Ron Paul again, those bridges have burned.
He at least with the GOP, but personally, John, I'd rather have Congressman Ron Paul than no Ron Paul at all.
There is no Congressman Ron Paul anymore. It is presidential candidate Ron Paul. Congressman Ron Paul died when Congressman Ron Paul decided to run for the presidential candidacy. Ron Paul is not going to be able to go back to business as usual. If he fails at this, then he is going to go down as a failure. He's not going to be able to back out of this and say, oh, well, I'm just going to go back to... He may be able to continue his practice with, you know, birthing babies and so forth.
Well, I think you're looking...
He's going to be able to get reelected.
Yeah, but John, you're looking at this all wrong. I mean, look what we've birthed. There's over 100,000 people in meetup groups that fired up spontaneously to support Ron Paul.
Believing in what he was saying and believing that he was going to see this thing through.
John.
He'd kick some people in the teeth.
John, well, I agree that he needed to be more aggressive. The problem was, is for some reason, that is now not in his nature and not something that he chooses to do. I can sit here and second-guess the man. I did. We second-guessed the campaign. We sit on the air and begged the campaign to do something. There were calls all over the internet to start firing some butts, and that didn't happen. And this is what we got. But what was created is something that we can use and something we can work with to build momentum going forward. When Ron Paul first announced his campaign, I had no illusions about whether or not he was going to be president. It's once all these money bombs started dropping that we started believing that he could win. It was not until then. And, the thing is, we've created something huge. John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Got to grab a break. Back in a minute. You're locked and loaded and plugged into the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Lines tonight here on the Midnight Rider at 800-313-9443. That is, you know, I just have always loved that song. That song is just, it's soothing. I mean, you just you hear that and you just relax. The cares of the day just melt away. Nothing like a little guitar and pedal steel guitar. Can't beat it with a stick. Have you been wanting solar power at your home? Finally, there is affordable solar. Take back your power, produce your own energy, and keep the savings. No rate increase, no equipment to purchase. no installation cost, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries. Visit jointhesolution.com/solar-man or call 866-276-3975. That's jointhesolution.com/solar-man. Number again, 866-276-3975. You know, I think, you know, when it comes to Ron Paul, you know, and wanting him to be more aggressive, I would have loved to see him be more aggressive. He needed to be a junkyard dog. I like bar none. But at the same time, that doesn't seem to be who he is now. I mean, it's not 1988. He's not on Morton Downey. This guy is, well, he's a grandfather. And I think that he can get great-grandchildren. You know, he's 72 years old. And, you know, age, you know, mellows you out, makes you a more rounded individual. And I just think, you know, that's his personality and that's who he is. And the thing is, I mean, we can't make people become something they're not. And I think Ron Paul, even though I'm ding dang mad at the campaign and some of the yo-yos that were running things, I'm so incredibly amazed with the response Ron Paul's got. Look, they were scared to death Ron Paul was going to run third party. Now, which tells me that there was a whole lot of vote fraud going on, a whole lot of vote shaving here and vote shaving there, and vote adding here and vote adding there, all over the country. Because they don't want this guy in. They're afraid of this guy. They're so afraid of him. What he says makes sense. It's common sense, and that's where he resonates. That's why he's resonating with young people, because they're looking, listening to this, and say, "Wait a minute, I'm going to pay into this Social Security system. I'm getting screwed." You know, I mean, who wants to do that? I mean, the whole thing has been running out of control, you know, for years after year after year. They'll talk about how they fixed Social Security back then. Well, he didn't fix it. He just, you know, prolonged the agony. The program was never meant to be a permanent program in the first place. But ever since Roosevelt came to office, we've become essentially a socialist nation. And now we're standing here at the precipice looking over to just out-and-out socialism, if not communism. I mean, it's just... I mean, we've got this witch, Hillary. I'm sorry, I don't have any regard or respect for her or Bill Clinton. The fact that they want to nationalize 15%, that's what dictators do, is nationalize industries, sectors, services. Want to nationalize 15% of the gross domestic product of this country and control it and make you pay for the pleasure of it while they reap the rewards and the benefits, and your health care will get lousy. Because the government doesn't do anything right. It's not designed to do things right. Government is just a necessary evil. People have to decide how much of the evil they want. And you either keep it compact within that sphere of what you want government to be, or it gets out of control, like what's happened now. Well, they're just willy-nilly. I mean, they don't give a rat's butt what you and I have to say, what we think. And it's time that we show them that they better start caring. And the only way to do it is from the inside. Jim corrected me about, you know, infiltrating. You know, it's terms. I mean, I don't care. You know, it's just words. But, you know, get ourselves plugged in. Get moving. Get part of this. Part of it. Be the cog in the wheel. Final half hour around the corner. We'll talk more. You want to join us, 800-313-9443 here on the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Here on the Midnight Riders, here on RBN. I think it's just more of a thing where, you know, so many people are disappointed. And Ron Paul's not pulled out of the Republican race. He wants to get every delegate he can get, every vote he can get. Again, because the more votes Ron Paul gets nationally, the more credibility it all lends to what we're doing. That's the reason he didn't pull out. They've still got $8 million that they're going to spend on the campaign. And the like. And so the guy doesn't have a whole lot of choice. I mean, you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you stay at the Republican race for president, you're battling a numbers game that's currently against you. And you're playing with odds where the House is definitely going to win. How hard do you keep playing that game? Or do you go try to hold on to what you've had? And, my dad always told me that a bird in the hand is worth more than two in the bush. You take care first of what you got. And we need to keep Ron Paul in Congress because, look, we're going to start sending candidates to Congress, get them elected, that are people just like Ron Paul. That's being spawned all over the country. And I think a lot of people aren't looking big picture here. We're just seeing that, okay, our candidate lost, and we feel bad, we feel terrible. But it's big picture. There are people already starting to run for Congress that are of a mind, are of the Ron Paul mindset. Believe in limited government, government by the Constitution, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, income tax, bye-bye, those things. And we've got to be ready to support these people. I'm going to start bringing some of these folks on and let them talk and let them get to be heard by a national audience so people can get to know these folks. You know, that's the important thing, is that we do everything we can to get these guys elected. It's just one more piece. And I'd said it before, and this is what I said. I've said this all along. I said, look, Ron Paul is plan A. Now, regardless of where Ron Paul finishes, plan B, the second step or phase two, was taking back Congress. Getting rid of these yahoos in Congress and sending their nasty butts home. And look, my primary here for congressional candidates is sitting here on the 4th of March, and anyone who's an incumbent, I'm voting no on. I mean, I've had it, and I'm not going to put up with him anymore. People that went up there with high-minded ideals are now just a cog in the whole system, and it's time they go home. People that were labeled as kind of mavericky and voted how they saw fit and all that, just right now it's party line, party line, party line, party line, more war, more war, more war, more war. I'm tired of it. And we got to, that's the thing, we got to encourage people to start being active. I mean, to do it from within, we're not going to be able to do it from without. I wish we could. It'd be a heck of a lot easier to stand on the side, you know, sideline and pitch in truth grenades. I'd love that. But it's just not going to happen that way, unfortunately. And it's going to require that we buckle down and we really get some work done. And we get a lot accomplished. I mean, I'm sitting here, you know, I spent part of today trying to strategize on how I can do things better, both on my radio programs and the network that I'm running, website that I run. I run two websites. How can I do all of these better? And so I know others are looking at themselves and what they do and how they go about doing things. How can we improve? How can we get to more people? Because this is a numbers game. That's what this amounts to. It's a numbers game of getting as many people who are like-minded with us to sign on board and say, okay, I'm with you, let's go. And we're in a race against time. And I don't intend to sit and dwell on this every night. I mean, because there's a lot of stuff we need to be talking about that we haven't talked about. Senate Bill 1959, it could come up at any time. This homegrown terrorism bill. The stuff that we've got to be keyed into, we're probably going to see hate crimes legislation again before it's all said and done. That always starts rearing its ugly head. So there's a lot of stuff that we've got to do. And when a lot of us are going to have to start pulling double duty, and for some of us, it's going to mean that we actually do something for the first time. We've got a lot of people that have been armchair patriots. And we're at the point where this is where the rubber meets the road. And, you either have to step out from behind the shadows and participate or don't. But, we have to get more of us involved. And so do what, I've said this before. If you've got something that you do well, just do it. Don't wait for orders. Don't wait for the request. Don't wait for any of that. There ain't no general coming down to say, hey, I command that you do this. It's not going to happen. If you see something needs done, go do it. If there's an issue that needs fighting for, then fight for it. That's where this is at. It's time for that rebel blood to start perking up and just coming to life again. And just getting nuts and just getting crazy. But when they look at us and seeing us frothing at the mouth, we're ready to say, oh, this is going to scare them. Look, every time one of these, you know, I don't always condone the methods that a lot of these groups use when they confront a lot of these people. But I tell you what, to look at see the looks on some of these people's faces when they get nailed with information, it's like, man, if they could wet down their pants, they would. I mean, it's, you know, the fear in their eyes, like, oh my gosh, I've just gotten nailed. Let's see, how do I get out of this? And that scares them, and we need to keep on scaring them. Scaring them at every turn. Meanwhile, we're going in, we're getting involved, and we're taking our country back. Ken in Idaho, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider. Hello, Ken. Okay. Ken's in a snowstorm. Darn, had I known that, I'd have played Jim Reeves, The Blizzard. What a great song, too. That's what we need to do, like a music night. I do that on my afternoon show every now and then, where we'll just play, basically the entire show will be music. We talk just a little bit. Let me know if he comes back, by the way. Because music just does calm the savage beast. And, I mean, you get wrapped up in it, and you don't even want to talk. You're just going, yeah, this grooves. I like this a lot. And especially stuff you're familiar with. It just sounds warm. And so that's why I like stuff recorded on analog tape as opposed to digital. Digital just is thin. Doesn't have the warmth that analog tape has, or even a record. There's just something about the warmth of a record that a CD just doesn't recreate. And I don't know. I mean, the quality is markedly better, but still, there's just something about a warmth of a record, a little pop here and there, and then analog tape. I just, you know, there was a wanted, there was a little, just an underlying hiss, you know, to just go along with it, and just made it great. And plus, a lot of the problem is a lot of this music, when it's transferred to CD, you found out how bad the players really are. Because it uncovered a lot of musical sins. I mean, it really did. And I think this year, I think Ron Paul's accomplished one, where we've got all these meetup groups going. Two, he's exposed the system for what it is. This whole election process, the curtain has been turned back on it, and we're seeing what a vile system a lot of this is, how it's rigged when it shouldn't be, but it is, and it's rigged on a number of levels, and the games are being played on a number of levels. Do we have Ken back? All right, Ken. Thanks for waiting. How you making out there in the snow?
Well, I'm not in the snow. Actually, we're getting the thaw out and so forth like that. But I've been listening to your station and so forth, and it's like I have just been listening to you guys for probably maybe 2 months, and I just bought this new Bose stereo system, and apparently you could only get it through internet. And apparently somebody's got a receiver in my area, so I'm picking it up. So
excellent.
I mean, I'm enjoying this a whole bunch. I mean, it's like, but I've been listening to your deal tonight, and it's like you guys are saying, it's like, I'm kind of going to make myself feel stupid here, but
No, go ahead. You're fine.
But, you know, it's like we should be doing things, and I'm kind of like one of them guys that not doing things. And it's like, you know, I've been, you know, about all this, what should I say, you know, these elections and so forth. And,
yeah.
You know, I know, I'm totally a Republican person.
Right.
My question is, you know, we're talking about Ron Paul and everything like this. And I guess I should say nobody's ever talked about this guy, Alan Keyes, you know, when he first came in.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's always saying about this one guy, Ron Paul.
Right.
Ron Paul. I think Ron Paul is an excellent guy.
Yeah, I think he's a top-flight guy. Alan Keyes is all bluster and no luster.
Okay.
That's been you know, Keyes' MO, where they, you know, they bring him in. He was designed to come in and try to split votes off of Ron Paul, and that failed.
Okay.
As far as that's concerned, Keyes has not been a factor at all. As a matter of fact, in the last two or three elections he's running, he's not been a factor.
Okay. Like I say, you know, how do you get involved in, you know, it's like I just started listening to this radio station. How do you get involved in, I guess you can pick up things from websites and so forth like
sure.
this. I guess that would be the ultimate thing to do.
Yeah, that's one way to do it. Do you have internet access where you're at?
Absolutely. I've never even turned on a computer in my life.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I'm 43.
Wow.
I'm 43 years old, and you know, I'll tell you one thing. It's like this great old scholar told me this one time. That's my uncle, and so forth. He says you got to build that crooked fence. That means basically you got to do something.
Right.
And, I do things constantly, day in and day out, but it's like, in the political thing, I don't. So, I mean, it's like I said, you know, I already answered my own question. I guess I just need to pick up things off the, your station and then just kind of like get online or somehow.
Yeah, you know, you're going to find out more. As you listen here, and you know, items and subjects are going to pique your interest. Learn all you can about everything, and the subjects come up in conversation. You can sit and talk with people, and you know, in a nice, you know, slow, calm demeanor, explain things to them a little bit at a time, and people will start listening. It might take a while, and a couple of them might look at you funny, you know, I think if most people. When people understand that you do it, you're doing what you're saying, what you're looking at, and why you're saying what you're saying is because that you care about your country, and you care about the people you're talking to. I think people will listen, and so the biggest weapon we have in this whole fight, Ken, is love. I mean, and just you know, talking to people that way. You know, hey, you know what? I care about you. That's why I'm telling you. You know, you'd probably need to stock up on some food. And I mean, you guys in Idaho, you know that stuff already. That's no-brainer stuff for you guys.
Yeah, amen there. And one other thing is, like, you know, it's like my job and so forth like that. You know, I sold a business here a couple of years ago. And it's like I hear all this stuff on the radio about, you know, where you should be. Well, I put most of my money, I found this stock investor, and then so, you know, I pretty much let him take care of it. But now it's like I'm almost feeling it's like that's not even real anymore. I need to, you know, almost buy, you know, take that out and buy something real. You know, I hear gold. Yeah, that's good and everything like that. You know, I'm an old-time Catholic that believes in, I mean, that's what Christ had, I mean, his gold, frankincense, and myrrh, you know, when he was born. I mean, I'm kind of getting off track here a little
bit. Well, I mean, he wasn't anointed with Federal Reserve notes, that's for sure.
Yeah, but, if a man has $100,000, you know, I'm a single man, where should I put my money? I mean, you might not be an investor analyst. I'm not really for sure, Mike, exactly, you know, what you can tell me, but...
I think gold and silver is a place to go. Other things that are tangible. I mean, say for instance we have an utter economic collapse. If you've got items that you have in stock, you know, that you can trade and use. I mean, my word, that's huge. I mean, you could, you know, nothing else. Stock up on liquor and cigarettes. I mean, and sell the dead gum things.
Yeah.
That's going to be toilet paper. I mean, people will be jonesing for toilet paper all over the place. I would find things that are tangible. That's the music. We've got to take a break. Ken, I got to let you go. Thanks for the call. We've got one other call holding on the other side. And I got totally lost up and lost track of time. We'll come back on the other side here. Wrap things up. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiolite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiolite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Final few minutes of tonight's show here on the Midnight Rider. Let's quickly go back to the telephone, talk to Jim in Missouri. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, Midnight Rider, I'm so sorry, but we're in the middle of an ice storm here.
Oh, man.
And I lost my power completely. I had to go hook up my generator, if you can hear it in the background.
Yeah, I can just a little bit.
Yeah, it's driving me nuts already, but at least I got power and I got heat.
That's
anyway,
a good thing.
I, you know, I've got a short period of time. I want to give a message to the revolution.
All right.
Okay. This is called A Hopi Elder Speaks. And it means so much to us today. It's right in line with what's going on. So here we go. You have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour. And there are things to be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in right relation? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for the leader. And while I smile, I say, this could be a good time.
There,
there is a river flowing, and it's flowing fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They'll try to hold on to the shore, and they'll feel like they're being torn apart, and they'll suffer greatly. But know that the river has its destination. The elders say, we must let go of the shore. Push off into the middle of the river. Keep your eyes open and your heads above water. And see who is in there with you and celebrate. At this time in history, we are to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to a halt. The time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourself. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and from your vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
Exactly. I appreciate the call, Jim. We're out of time. Thanks a lot. Good points and nice little words there. Yeah, we are what we've been waiting for. We're the cavalry. We're the guy with the white hat on the white steed. Got the silver bullet. It's us. Always has been. Always has been. It just, just for various reasons, you know, only a few have realized it, and now more are realizing it. And more are going to realize it as we go. But I'm out of here. You guys have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow night. Same bat time, same bat channel. Folks, find somebody you love. And tell them that you love them. Just get up and just give them a big old bear hug and a smooch on the lips. That's not going to get you slapped. Spend some time with your kids and your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. See you tomorrow night.